At the beginning of the parsha, we have the Dal Lashonos of Gevula. The parsha says, "Lachein Amor LeBnei Yisrael Ani Hashem, Vayetzi Eschem Mitachas Tivlos Mitzrayim, Vayitzalti Eschem Me'Avodosam, Vigualti Eschem Mizrayim Tziyoh, Veshvatim Gedolim, Lachachti Eschem Li La'om, Vayisir Lachem Li Elokim." That's Pasuk Vav and Zayin. Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hamotzi Eschem Mitachas Tivlos Mitzrayim. That then the Pasuk Zion. If it's a schema or it's an association, the says it's all Abram, it's all Yakov, and it's a deal, it's all a Hemar Rashad and Yashem. So if Hemi Kaddish wants to understand, he doesn't understand. The Bershom is telling Kal Yisrael that I will do these things for you. And the last one is, hey, Vesi, it's Hemar Rashad. And the Yetz Mitzrayim were not given there to Israel. Then the pasuk is when Asatir Solochem Rashani Hashem. So in Bora, the darshan is that when the boy Oritz received the Yerusha, it went backwards to the Yerutz Mitzrayim and it belonged to the Yerutz Mitzrayim. So the Mar Rasha was given to them, but the physical Vehevesi didn't happen. So the Sepurna answers is addressing this question. The Sepurna answers that the pasuk Zion, "Belokati Eschem Li Lo'am, Yisrael Lochem Elokim, Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem." The simple title of Vidatem is you. It's a stating a fact. The Hotzeisi, Hitzelti, Begoalti, Belokati. Therefore, you will know Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem, Hamotzi Eschem Mitachas Tivlos Mitzrayim. The Sepurna says it's not a fact, it's a command and a tanai. If through Hetzesi, Hitzalti, Goalti, and Lukarti, you will know that I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim, then I will take you into Eretz Yisrael. And then I will take you in. But if you haven't absorbed the message of Eretz Yisrael properly, I'm not promising to take you into Eretz Yisrael. There's no promise of Hetzesi. So the point that's important is that even the person we can restate the point of the Sepurna, a person who lives through a Tzeisi, Hitzalti, Goalti, and Lakachti, we would think that you can't make a Tanai Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem. I mean, what's other possibility? How can a person not have that knowledge? And what the Sepurna is saying is the Torah is telling us, no, it's possible, yes, it's possible, no. Just because you went through the process of a Tzeitzi and the Da'al Hashem of Lekach Tetzchem Lilo'am, you didn't really absorb the message, Ki Ani Hashem Elokechem. Hamatzieschem Mitachas Tzivos Mitzrayim. You're free, you're no longer under Tzivos Mitzrayim, but realizing that Hashem, realizing it, not intellectually, but in your whole being, the whole being is absorb this message that Vidatem, you will know an intimate knowledge which is that the whole person is connected to. So there's the chet of the Meraglim, there's the chet of the eagle, there's other chetoyim. If you know, the 99.9% of the population cannot walk off a cliff because they know the reality. It's not intellectual pursuit. It's a visceral knowledge and understanding of what that means. The point is impossible. It's physically impossible. They can't do it. Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem, the visceral knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running every element of the world. The visceral knowledge would not allow you to achet meraglim. It wouldn't be possible. You didn't know. So you can't go there to Israel. It behooves us to take this to heart and to think about, you know, how much we want to work on our emunah. It's not, you're going to see wondrous signs and even things that are going to benefit you tremendously and automatically have that emunah. It's something a person has to work on, a person has to develop, a person has to constantly develop that in his being and create that reality of it. Okay, have a good job.